Mike Tagubin. Hello, my friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because, beloved, only the Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy the hunger of the human soul and spirit. Only he can satisfy that thirst for truth. He is the way. He is the truth to God the Father. The only way to the Father, the only truth about the Father. And, beloved, he is eternal life. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no real living. Abundant life begins when a person puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepts him as Savior. This is Bob Griggs, and it's our privilege to come into your presence again. Thank you for turning the radio dial to join us today as we're looking into the book of Romans. And we've did a brief coverage last time of the book of Romans. We're studying about the importance of God's Word and how vital it is that you and I, even as believers, get into the Word of God every day and allow the Holy Spirit of God to teach us and to open up to us wonderful truth so that we might live a victorious life. The life of the overcomer, that we might live like who we are, not like who we were. Beloved, now as children of God, we are more than conquerors, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8. More than conquerors. And that's the way the Lord God wants us to live, as more than conquerors, to his glory, honor, and praise. And that's why the Word of God is so essential. It's food for the spiritual soul of man. That is our spirit where our identity comes from. And as a child of God, that's where the Holy Spirit of God lives. He lives in our spirit, John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who does the work of salvation in the child of God, and he comes to live within the child of God, and our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're told in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Spirit of God? He dwells within us, beloved, as children of God, and he's there to strengthen us, to open up the Word of God, to instruct us and to teach us, our teacher, who is there to unfold the glorious truths of God's Word. And yes, the simple things of God's Word is what we must learn first in order to grow in the knowledge of the Lord and be able to read and understand the more involved truths of God's Word. For we're born again into the family of God when we accept Jesus as Savior. And we're little babies, just like human babies, have to have a simple diet. So new believers in Christ have to have a simple diet. And you can understand the simple truths of God's Word. The Holy Spirit will teach you. And the more you study the simple truths of God's Word, the more the involved truths of God's Word will become clear, and the more you'll begin to understand. That's why faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why we have churches, so we can go to the house of God and hear the Word of God preached and taught, and where we can learn from the Word of God. If you're going to a church that's not using the Bible as its guideline and is not preaching from the Word of God, then you're going to a church that's not founded by the Lord God. It's not of God. It's an organization that Satan has devised to keep you from the knowledge of the truth. I've had believers talk to me when we had a Bible club in school back in the 50s when I went to high school, and they told me, you know, I never knew the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd gone to church all my life, but I never knew that I was a sinner and that I needed to be saved until we got into the Bible club and began to learn the truth of the Bible. You see, beloved, that's why you need to find a church that preaches the Word of God, a church where the truth of God's Word is proclaimed, because it's the Word of God that changes an individual, that illuminates our understanding, that opens our eyes to the truth. The Word of God is truth. Jesus said that in John chapter 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. The Word of God is truth. And that's why that's what we teach here on this radio broadcast, is the Bible, because the Word of God is the truth of God. And what I think is not important, but what God says is all important, beloved. And that's why if I tell you anything that's not according to the Word of God, don't listen to what I say. Listen to what God says. And that's why we're getting into the Word of God, and that's why we're in the book of Romans today. And that's why we've learned that justification comes through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior, and that He alone is the way of salvation. Keeping the law will not save us. The law worketh wrath. Romans 4:15 tells us, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, talking about the descendants of Abraham and those who have faith as Abraham did in what God said and who acted by faith. The Lord has told us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. It's through the Word of God that we're convicted of sin. The law of God opens our eyes to the truth and helps us to see that we're sinners and we need salvation. For all have sinned, we read in Romans 3:23, and have come short of the glory of God. But Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, we're told in 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4. This is the gospel. He died for our sins, was buried, and arose from the grave, victor over death, sin, and hell. That's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by believing in and accepting Jesus as our Savior, we're given life eternal. For Jesus says, I am the way to the Father, the truth about the Father, and the life, eternal life. And it's only through a personal acceptance of Jesus Christ as one Savior. So, chapter 5 of Romans, verse 1 tells us, therefore, being justified by faith, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. You see, beloved, before an individual accepts the Lord Jesus as Savior, they're at war with God. That's why our nation's in the condition it's in today, because it's at war with God. As a whole, our nation's turning away from God. That's why many people in positions of authority denounce the Ten Commandments and do not want the Ten Commandments on public display, because the Ten Commandments convicts them of sin, and they do not want to be convicted of their sin. They do not acknowledge their sinners and they need a Savior, and that's why they do not want the Ten Commandments facing them to convict them of their sin and make them see their sin. They're men who are deceived by Satan, who are blinded by Satan into thinking they're their own God. And that's exactly what Satan wants them to think, so they will be doomed and damned to a Christless eternity. But, beloved, it's by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, that we're justified and declared righteous and holy and in sight of God, and thus can enter into God's presence when we leave this physical earth suit that we walk in here upon earth. by whom, verse 2, also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. The word grace, you remember, means God's undeserved favor, the favor of God which is shown forth to us so that we can be saved by believing in Christ and enter into God's presence, all by grace, God's undeserved favor. Mercy is God not giving us what we deserve. Grace is God giving us what we do not deserve. Let's say that again, beloved. Mercy is God not giving us what we deserve. Grace is God giving us what we do not deserve. And it's by grace that we're saved through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so, beloved, it's by grace that we stand. Verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we've already previously discussed this and gone through this, and so I'm reading to get us up to verse 9. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly, according to God's plan and God's time. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth, showed forth, made known His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Hallelujah! What a glorious truth! What a glorious fact! What a glorious promise! Much more! Oh, how much more we have in Jesus Christ! We're not just saved from sin. We're saved to life eternal. We're saved to abundant living. We're saved to a home in glory. We're saved to a glorious eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how much more is given to an individual when they put their faith and trust in Jesus. It's not just an escape route from hell. Beloved, it's life eternal and life abundant and life that's rich and full, and life that's victorious, a life that's overcoming, a life that brings glory and honor and praise to Almighty God. So much more is available to the child of God, and how wonderful to be the Lord's. Till next time, goodbye.